Blog Talk Radio. And you are listening to the New Heights Show on Education. On the air with me today, I have Jason Rohde. He is a Paralympic athlete in the sport of track and field and will be competing this year in the Paralympics 2016 in Rio, Brazil. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
I had a chance to get a glimpse of your story, and I have to say that it is very inspirational. You have definitely come a long way, and in a few months, you'll be heading to one of the largest sports events out there, the Paralympics. So what initially inspired you to begin participating in track and field?
I went to an event for a friend, to support a friend. And they had some Paralympic athletes there from the USA team. It was a triathlon. And one of the directors there had seen that I had cerebral palsy just by, you know, I still walk with a limp. And she could tell that I had CP and asked if I ever, you know, thought about trying out for the team. And, you know, there's a ton of sports. And then that kind of led to, you know, going to a practice and trying out, you know, for track and field here locally. And, you know, really, I was just looking for another avenue to get my story out there. And then it's just another way to kind of push my body to the limits. So it's something I've never done before. And it just kind of grew, you know, kind of grew from there. And to clarify, too, I still haven't actually made the USA team for Brazil. So I'm still on that path. I have won the national championship last year and the Grand Prix. But this year, I'm basically doing events to qualify for the team, and then obviously the goal is to get to Brazil for the Summer Olympics. So
definitely that is a huge journey that you've come along. And so how long have you been participating in track and field?
It's been a good solid 2 years, and I did a little bit before that. I was actually doing long jump when I first started. So shot put specifically, I have, you know, only done this last season. But just because of it seemed to be a better fit for me as far as my size. I'm a little bit bigger for CP. You know, I've worked out a lot. So I'm hoping that that's a real good fit. A lot of the coaches here locally were kind of pushing me towards that direction. So it really hasn't been that long when most of these guys have been training for years to get there. But again, you know, all you can do is put out there and see what happens, you know.
Wow, you know, 2 years is actually an incredibly short period of time, and you're already trying to get to the Paralympics 2016. I think that's pretty remarkable. And something like track and field or any sport really does take a lot of dedication and a lot of time. So how has competing in the sport affected your personal growth?
You know, in a positive direction, I feel mentally it really helps me stay focused. It does take a lot as far as time, you know, about 35 hours a week just for training. But personally, you know, again, it gives me a goal physically to go after. It's very obviously sport specific. So I'm just learning those skills, but you know, I'm stretching all the time and so, I mean, all around, you know, my daily health in life, I think, is better because of the process, because there's a goal to work towards. So
right, and it's always great to have something to work towards in life and to have a specific goal that you are aiming at. Nevertheless, there are often challenges that people face. And I want to ask you personally, has there ever been a moment in your life when you wanted to give up completely?
Definitely when I was younger. When you're a kid, sometimes you don't have all of the skills and the know-how of knowing that there is always a solution. There's always, a way to make, the situation better or to work through the situation. I definitely went through that, and maybe even, when I was older, a few times where I was just, you wake up in pain every day and, you have a disability, or, you can fall into that really, really easy. But, I really look at each day as an opportunity to change. I'm still working on that. Everyone's like, oh man, you're so positive and this and that. It's like, hey guys, I practice every day. I have an opportunity every day to say, you know what, I'm going to get up. Cause when I get up, I'm still in pain. I have days I feel like not as much, which is great. And that's what I'm shooting for, a life without having that consistent pain. And I can only go after that each day, So, I definitely have those times, but it's just really working through it mentally, first and foremost. I think that's the biggest thing.
Is there something that specifically motivates you in your life to keep going and not giving up?
I mean, with this whole process, it's gotten, a lot bigger. Obviously, I feel, there's people online and different areas that are kind of looking up to me. So, I mean, that definitely motivates me. I think if I saw somebody with CP when I was younger that wasn't in a wheelchair, or that, and because they kept telling me I was going to be in a wheelchair, if I would have saw that that's possible, I probably would have worked harder even at a younger age. So, I mean, that definitely motivates me. My family is definitely motivation, my kids and stuff. I want to, if nothing else, teach them that it doesn't matter what life throws at you, you can overcome it. It doesn't matter if you have a disability, or they say that, you're going to die young, or you're going to be in a wheelchair or crutches or whatever. It's what you say, and what you're willing to work towards. So, I mean, those are my two probably main motivation. I have my own as far as physical goals I want to hit, and, a lifestyle that I intend, and I have business goals, and, I'm very motivated that way. But it's primarily just family, and then, other people that are looking up, even able-bodied people that, they're like, man, I'm going to go to the gym today. Like, I see you out here, doing this. I want to go work out and maybe eat better. And, so there's a lot of angles to the motivation, I feel.
Story is definitely incredible. And you mentioned that you are at the moment trying to qualify for the USA team to head to the Paralympics of 2016. Is that correct?
Yes. Exactly.
So,
so you have to do a certain amount of events, or not a certain amount, so to say, but certain level events. And then you have to hit a certain, like for me, it'd be a certain distance that I have to hit for a national A standard or a national B standard. And they're going to look at those standings of who they take to the Paralympics. I don't think they, I don't know for sure, don't quote me on this, but I don't think they take every classification. So each like mine's a F37. That's my classification, my level of cerebral palsy. So I don't know if they actually take all. So you want to be basically, top three in the world. They're basically, that's who they're going to take. So.
Right. So it is definitely challenging and something that's pretty difficult to accomplish. But what are your future goals after the Paralympics of 2016, if you do qualify to go to the Paralympics this year?
If I go, obviously I want to win a gold medal. And then, from there, to be honest, no matter what happens with the outcome of that, I am just going to catapult, off of all this stuff, where I'd love to do, speaking events. I'd like to put together, maybe with some other athletes, something to where we can have, a bigger impact. We're putting together a podcast right now. I have a website that's coming out. We're going to have a bunch of videos, exercise stuff, helping them, with the mindset, supplements. I mean, pretty much everything. We're going to have everything covered to where I feel that we can have an even bigger impact. You know, now going to Brazil obviously would be awesome. You know, but I really feel like no matter what, I'm gonna keep going no matter what happens. So
That's wonderful. And you do plan on continuing to compete even after the Paralympics of 2016?
I will definitely be competing in, you know, something. I don't. I'll have to check with the coaches at that point, depending if I make it or not. If I make it, you know, that's another 4 years. I'm 36 years old, so I will definitely, you know, meet with the team and meet with my coaches and my family, obviously, and then decide, oh, hey, we're going after another one, or but no matter what, there's something. I'm always usually competing in something, going towards something. So again, I set those goals so that I have something to motivate me. Because like a lot of people know, when you wake up, you know, sometimes you don't want to go to the gym, sometimes you don't want to stretch and do all that. So if you have those goals in mind, it really helps motivating. So but there's a lot of avenues. So I'll just have to kind of regroup at that point and see.
That's remarkable. And I think your journey is absolutely amazing. And that what I found really interesting is that you're also taking part in other things outside of just practicing in track and field. And you're also going out there and working on speaking and working on a podcast. And I think that's very inspirational. And I think your story is incredible. And I definitely want to wish you lots of luck along the way. And I'm really hoping that you do get to Paralympics of 2016 and do end up reaching your goals.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So, where can people donate to help you reach your goals?
I do have a GoFundMe site set up, so that's GoFundMe, www.gofundme backslash, and it's J Rhodey Hope. That's RODIE, and then HOPE. And if they go there, I haven't, you know, put it out there too much here lately. I did for the first season that I was there, and I did get, you know, a lot of support. It helped me get to a couple events. Most of those funds at this point obviously are going to go towards coaching and then to these events that are coming up. So, 'cause I have to pay for everything. The team doesn't pay for anything until you're on that team. So, it definitely gets a little pricey right now. To be totally honest, I'm putting a lot on credit just because I only have this season to get there. And so I don't want to have any excuses of, well, you know, I didn't eat right, or I didn't have a throwing coach, or I didn't have a strength and conditioning coach. So it's go time. So yeah, I mean, anybody that could help, you know, anything helps. So $5 helps, you know, at the meal. So anything would be awesome. I also have a website coming out, therodie.com. It's RODIE again. It's actually up, but they're working on it. It won't be really ready for a couple weeks. But that will be my main site once everything's a go. So
And you also have a current website that you mentioned before where people can learn more about you and your journey.
yeah, I have one for the Paralympics set up. It's Jason Rhodey, so just my name, jasonrhodey.org. That again will be transitioning over to the Rhodey.com, but that site is still up. And then I also have jrhodeyhope.com, and that's an actual nonprofit that I have. So in a roundabout way, that's a lot of why I'm doing everything I'm doing, is to get my story out there, get heard, and get some, you know, some funds going towards the J. Rhodey Hope Alliance, which is a nonprofit. So that's actually the bottom purpose, that I really do everything. So I'm kind of using myself to get that thing going.
Definitely, definitely. So, to everyone who tuned in to today's show, the links to Jason's sites will be posted in the description below. And Jason Rhodey's website, once again, is www.jasonrhodey.org. And to support Jason on his road to the Rio Paralympics of 2016, you can go visit his GoFundMe page, which is www.gofundme.com/jrhodeyhope. So once again, the links will be posted in the description below for you to check them out. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Jason. It was certainly wonderful to get to know you along with your incredible journey and how hard you've worked and the goals that you've set.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity just to get, you know, hopefully somebody heard something there that, you know, helps them get through their day or, you know, whatever. You just never know. So I appreciate that opportunity.
Thank you to everyone for listening to today's program and have a wonderful rest of the day. Take care, guys.